Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson juggles the ball. That's an error on Larson. Power moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Power scores. Pearsall moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Bond moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Power catches it and steps on first to double up Tuttle. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Ti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Nixon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Nixon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Don Larson. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Bell moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschl is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hirschl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Hirschl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Power steals second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. 1 out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Serve strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.